We're glad to be joined by some special guests with NRCS this morning. Kayla Faring is in studio. Actually, Kayla Faring Bjork, right?
Yep.
Okay. There we go. I got it right. District conservationist with NRCS, right?
Good morning, everyone. Yep, okay. That is me.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kayla, for joining us. How's it going this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Okay.
A little bit nicer than yesterday.
Yeah.
Or the last 2 days.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good to see not anymore snowing. Not snowing anymore. So, okay. Good deal. Kayla, thanks for joining us. Also in the studio, Zach Compson, biologist with NRCS, right?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Zach?
Pretty good. Just trying to stay warm.
So you're from Jamestown.
Yep. Yep. Grew up in Jamestown.
Okay. And come to Carrington.
Yep. Started working. Drive up here every day. Yep.
Okay. Good deal. How was
besides yesterday?
Yesterday stayed home, but yeah, not too bad. They cleaned the roads off pretty good here, so
yeah, couldn't make it. The roads are closed.
Yep.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, thanks, Zach, for joining us. Kayla, you want to start things first, right?
Yeah.
With some upcoming programs.
We got a lot of programs cooking at NRCS right now, so we just wanted to come and give an update to everyone. I know a lot of the farmers and the ranchers in the area are very familiar with our CSP and EQIP programs, but for those who are not, we'll go over those along with some of the new programs that we have coming up. So to start with our CSP sign up, we have a classic and an IRA sign up going on right now. I'm sure a lot of people have heard, but we've gotten some extra funding this year through the IRA funds that the government let loose this last month, I think. They just came out, so we got some more money to play with this year. So for the guys that are interested in the CSP, it goes until April 14th if you want to stop in and visit. We'll look at putting some practices out on your crop range and pasture. So main things we look at is maybe helping you change your tillage management to minimum till or no till, managing your fertilizer and pesticides out there also. And then for the rangeland guys, we can help with some rotational grazing and look at your grazing plans and take a look and see how your pastures and rangeland are doing. And then we have a new program right now that is kind of a bridge to the EQIP and CSP, and that is the EQIP CIC. We don't have one open right now, but I wouldn't doubt that we have one coming soon. And that one is kind of like a bigger EQIP, and Zach will get into EQIP next, but it's kind of bridging that EQIP, what we plan and put in with the EQIP, to bridge it to CSP, and then eventually get guys into CSP. So it's new, and we haven't really learned how to work with it yet, so we got to test that out yet, but I don't think it'll be too bad of a transition for guys.
Okay. Zach?
Yeah, like Kayla mentioned, you know, we have a lot of different funding sources that came up. You know, one of our common programs is EQIP. We have got a couple different kinds. So we have through ACT now, which is a sign up we have going on that's going to last until July 14th. So you can submit applications for that. Then we also have the general EQIP, and we accept applications year round. And then those go through a batching period generally in the fall. So a couple different opportunities through our regular EQIP. We also have a migratory bird initiative through EQIP, and basically the way that's going to work is they're looking at doing some wetland management through that program, and that's for wetlands that are less than 2 acres on the cropland, so that's another avenue that producers and landowners have. Another program is going to be through our RCPP program. Basically what that is, it's a grant system where they submit a grant and that entity will create their own kind of program. So we got a couple of those going right now. One of them is going to be through Ducks Unlimited, and they're going to be accepting applications for that from March 1st until April 1st. The other RCPP one is going to be the Meadowlark, and that's through the North Dakota Game and Fish. They have a bunch of partners along with that, but basically they're looking at improving grazing lands out there, increasing habitat for the Meadowlark, and working with landowners and ranchers for that program. Another common program that you're going to see through FSA is going to be our CRP program. There's two different types there. The first one's going to be a continuous sign-up. Basically, all year round, you can submit applications through the continuous program, and then they just announced the general sign-up. So the general sign-up is open now until April 7th. So if they're ever interested in that, they can go over to FSA and start the process on getting land into CRP as well.
Okay, good deal. Kayla? Or oh. Zach, you're still up? Or?
We're good. I just wanted to clarify a few things about the EQIP. So for people that might be interested in EQIP, for not always, but most of the time we're looking more at infrastructure. So for like the cattle guys, it'd be helping them put cross fences out there, watering systems to help them improve their rotational grazing systems. And we also use it a lot for planting trees. If anyone is looking at putting some more shelter belts out there or buffering up their farmstead shelter belts, I know there's a few out there that I myself wish I had a bigger shelter belt right now with all this dang snow drifting in. So if there's anyone that wants to buff up their shelter belt, that is an option for you as well. And planting grass and stuff like that is also available through Equip if anyone wants to put some cropland back into pasture, stuff like that. So there's a lot of different options. And like Zach said, there's a lot of other people that we can reach out to, like DU, Outdoor Heritage Fund. So if anyone has any questions on what they'd like to do, just stop in and hopefully we can point you in the right direction.
Okay. Sounds good. Zach?
Yeah, basically, you know, like Kayla said, you know, we're kind of a one-stop shop for when it comes to programs. So if it doesn't fit in with a USDA program, there's tons of other partners that have programs going on that we work with. So whatever your interest is, just stop in. We'd love to meet you if we haven't met you already and work with you. And we can usually find a program that fits your needs. So,
okay, good deal. Kayla, any other upcoming programs you want to mention or talk about?
Well, not programs, but I did hear from NDSU, and they are looking for some ranchers and farmers that would be interested in helping them with their ag resilience project. So if you would like to look that up or find more information, it is through Kim Cassida, the extension specialist, and her email is Cassida, C-A-S-S-I-D-A at msu.edu. And they're kind of looking to find farmers and ranchers that have been farming for 5 years and can provide some farm scale data on their crop and livestock production and are willing to participate in interviews and surveys about what influences their farming decisions. So if you have any questions about that too, we have the flyer for it in our office.
Okay, good deal. Zach, anything else this morning?
No, I think that's basically all we have got to say. You know, like just mentioned, you know, if you have any interest or anything you're looking to do, just come stop in, introduce yourself. We'd love to visit with you.
We want to keep it short and sweet so we don't confuse people. It's too easy to get into the weeds with all these different programs. Yeah. So.
All right, Kayla, anything else then? You're good?
Nope, I think that's it. But okay. Thank you very much for having us on. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
You bet. That's in studio this morning. We're glad to be joined by Kayla Faring Bjork, district conservationist with NRCS, and also Zach Compson in studio, biologist for NRCS as well.